Warm welcome to all our listeners here on www.goforgold.lk. This is your host Brian Thomas calling over from our studios. I'm also joined by my co-host Lakit Peris as we welcome you to another quick turnaround because of limited cricket on and off the field. Let's start off with proceedings in the Lanka Premier League. Go up to Palakkale where Colombo caps took on the Gol Gallants. The game was very interesting and Gol Gallants won the game by 13 runs. The Gol boys batting first made 201 for 6, Charit Asalanka 58, Shan Arashige 43 and Darshan Shanakan beaten on 21. Vanuju Shah for Colombo Caps took 2 for 26. Now Colombo Caps sadly fell short by 13 runs and were bowled out in the 20th over. Sadira Samaravikrama, who opened batting, made 37. Ben McDermott, 38. At the back end, Malsha Talapathy came in and banged 36 runs in just 15 balls with 3 boundaries on 3 massive sixes, but end of the day, couldn't get the job done. While Jimmy Nation, the New Zealander, made a valuable 20 runs with Milan Ratnayake making 21. Right, the bowling, Mohammad Dawas, 3 for 24, Akif Javed, 2 for 42, and Ishan Malinga, 2 for 43. So, Colombo Caps will be disappointed that they couldn't reach the target, but congratulations to Gol Gallants, who stood their ground and won the game by 13 runs. Now, let's take a look at the games coming up today. Sri Lanka women will play against the Pakistani women in the second T20 at Hambantota, and that's going to be an interesting game. Remember, the Sri Lanka won the first game in a big scoring game. It'll be very interesting to see as to how Shamari Attapattu and the girls will fare in this encounter. West Indies will play Pakistan in the second test, that's in the Caribbean, and of course in the Lankan Premier League is Jaffna Kings taking on Dumbula Sixers. That's about wraps up our show. We thank you for being in our company. I hope you will have a blessed and a pleasant Sunday as I spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. Have a wonderful day off and God's mightiest blessings on all of you who have joined us on our podcast this morning.